Hi, this is Christina Tarode, executive editor for searchcio.com. I'm talking today with Jay Schwan, founder and president of Solstice Mobile, a Chicago enterprise mobility strategy and application development firm. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Christina. Pleasure to be here.
Are enterprise companies dedicating more resources to developing applications for mobile devices?
They are. We've been in the enterprise mobility space for over 3 years now, almost coming up on 4 years, and the demand has never been higher. There's a concept that's floating around now called mobile first, the idea being that people are going to their smartphones and tablets first to get answers to their questions, and if they can't get the answer there, then they're retreating to legacy laptop, PC, internet-based systems. So the idea of mobile first is, as we start coming across different business problems, we should start thinking about solving them with a mobile channel first to gain efficiencies and fluidity in the enterprise and its various business processes. So a lot of enterprises are starting to understand and realize that, and so we've seen investment increase significantly in the channel.
What challenges are enterprises running into in terms of mobile application development?
The one that's most paramount and usually at the forefront of folks' mind is security. So how can we ensure that the data that we're presenting on these devices is secure? And that's a big part of a mobile strategy that needs to get answered before enterprises move too far down the roadmap. The good news is most of the security concerns surrounding mobile in terms of how data and the data center can be securely accessed by mobile devices, how data can be secured while it's in transit to the mobile devices, and how data can be secured while it's at rest on the mobile devices. Most of those problems have been solved. There's solutions out there, comprehensive endpoint solutions out there that address all the major hurdles as it relates to enterprise security, but that's usually one of the first stumbling blocks that companies come up against.
What about some of the wrong turns that you see companies making when it comes to mobile application development? Are they not working in network capacity needs, for example, or not involving users enough in what they want in terms of applications being developed?
The biggest wrong turn that we see that requires some unwinding at some point is what we term as random acts of mobility. So in the cases where IT doesn't really get control of, or at least isn't looped in to the different mobile initiatives going on, what ends up happening is the various lines of businesses will often go out on their own and kind of interact with their own agencies or consulting firms to build different point mobility solutions. And that gets difficult to unwind and often can become confusing to the end consumer or to the employee, depending on which direction those mobile apps are facing. So even if IT is not ready to take ownership of, all the development that may need to happen in the channel, they want to have a seat at the table so they at least are aware of what initiatives are going on, so they can at least set some level of standards for the different business drivers that are driving different mobile application projects. And then ideally have a hand in setting some standards around how those applications are developed, or at a minimum how they're secured and how they access information within the enterprise to make sure that there's not any undue risk increased or realized for the enterprise. As it relates to network capacity, it's definitely a consideration. Mobile apps aren't very valuable unless they're accessing data that already exists, and most often for most enterprises that exists in a data center somewhere, and more often than not, they're tapping into that data through the existing web channel. So scalability is also something that needs to be considered. And again, there's solutions that are in place that exist to help monitor that. There's tools such as API gateways that can help secure and monitor the traffic that's coming into the enterprise and give you a pulse on where you may need to scale different parts of your network to keep up with that demand. And your last point about involving users in the development process is very valid as well. So we preach an agile development philosophy as it relates to mobile applications in particular. And, the whole idea of mobile is it's a very iterative process when it comes to developing these things. You don't need to boil the ocean with an app. You want to just solve one very distinct need, and you want to solve it really well. And then ideally within that app, provide feedback mechanisms to ask the users what other features they would like to see. So it's important to involve the users in the development process, and feedback really should drive the roadmap. And firms that do that well, you'll see updates to their apps as much as on a quarterly basis, not more often.
You had mentioned earlier that lines of business are working with outside firms. I'm just wondering if CIOs and IT, are they the ones developing mobile apps, or is it more often a capability that's being outsourced?
It really depends. We work mostly with large enterprise customers, and depending on where they're at in the whole mobile channel maturity model, the entire mobile channel may be outsourced. There may be pieces that are kept internally on a more strategic level from like a product management and enterprise architecture standpoint, and everything else is outsourced. Or if it's a very if it's a core part of the business, if it's going to be an additional revenue channel or a mission critical, on the way to becoming a mission critical application, then you'll see the app start to get more, or the app development start to get more insourced. So it kind of depends. The thing to consider right now is that there's definitely a talent war going on as it relates to mobile application development talent, and it's really just heating up. But thankfully, we're a little bit ahead of the curve in that we've got very refined recruiting models and training models in place, because it's hard to find experienced talent. So a lot of what we're doing is tapping the universities and getting kids engaged in our internships 2 years before they graduate. So by the time they come out of school, they've got some solid background and can start being effective. But in terms of competing for experienced talent, it's really tough right now. So enterprises need to consider that as they kind of think about their resourcing strategies, because it's definitely experienced talent's going at a premium. That may or may not make sense for an enterprise to invest in at this point.
Are there many options, though, for outsourcing? Is there a dearth of people who can do this if you do decide to outsource?
I wouldn't say there's a dearth yet. I think the talent pool is growing, and the number of firms focusing it, or the number of firms that have service lines around mobility, is increasing. But enterprise mobility is definitely still a niche. I mean, it definitely is for us. There's a lot of app houses out there that are more B2C focused, or they've got their own products that they want to develop, and they'll just take on additional work to fund their own initiatives. And enterprises have to be cognizant of that and look at the viability of the firm that they're outsourcing to. You definitely want to partner with a firm that does have an enterprise focus, that considers the unique needs of the enterprise as it relates to security and scalability and performance and fault tolerance and a lot of the things that are kind of ingrained in enterprise IT's mind. It is a competitive space. It's growing, but it's still a very competitive space.
Email is a given, but what business applications are you seeing in high demand by employees, and is it lining up with what the business itself believes it needs in terms of mobile applications?
The major areas of mobile use cases, or mobile moments as we call them in the business, there's five major areas. One is marketing awareness, and those are easy little utility apps that you can put out there to help customers or employees and just get your brand in front of them. But Salesforce enablement is a huge driver in the enterprise. So redefining that sales process, not just from a CRM perspective. There's a lot of use cases in just mobilizing different aspects of the CRM to empower the Salesforce further, but also changing the conversation between a salesperson and a prospect or a customer. And, equipping a salesperson with assets that are digitized on a tablet, for example, can create a much more engaging experience between the salesperson and the customer or prospect, which can lead directly to better conversion. So there's definitely a strong ROI in Salesforce enablement. There's a strong ROI in just enhancing the service model in general for service-based businesses, and just providing the folks that are remote and working across various customer bases in many cases with the information that they need, or the access that they need, to better service their customers. And then when we talk about things like transactions, it gets into order entry and being able to access an instant-on device like a tablet or a phone to quickly enter an order, look up an order, or just work across any aspect of the supply chain, or have information or have insight into it, is incredibly powerful as it relates to serving enterprise customers. And then there's a myriad of customer self-service capabilities as well. And those are the things that we're all familiar with, you know, in dealing with the institutions, whether it's, you know, banking services or other financial services related things or retail services. The more that we can empower our customers through this channel, since this is the screen that they're going to first, the stickier our brand is going to be, the stickier the company is going to be. So those are major components of the enterprise use cases. You know, there's definitely things that exist off the shelf to solve some of those problems, but they're relatively limited right now. So a lot of companies are using that as a competitive advantage in building their own apps that integrate with their own systems to try to get a jump on their competition.
What's your nomination for the business application that will be a game changer for mobile devices?
You know, where we've seen the biggest impact is changing the client, the prospect presentation. So whether it's a product company that typically comes to the table with big catalogs or binders full of product information, or if it's a services company that comes with just PowerPoint decks or reports, tabletizing that experience, you know, so creating just a slick, beautiful front end to documents that may normally be, you know, stored in SharePoint or some other intranet. We've created some really, really great looking experiences that they had a direct impact on customers' brand and their customers' experience. When you walk into a room and you hand someone a tablet instead of a PowerPoint deck and you allow them to interact with the information that you're presenting, it creates a game-changing experience. So that's probably one of the biggest wins that we experience.
Thanks for joining me today, Jay.
Thank you, Christina. It was my pleasure.
This has been Christina Terode, Executive Editor for Search CIO, talking about mobile app dev strategies with Jay Schwan, Founder and President of Solstice Mobile.